And what does a media company do? It creates original content, which is engaging. A brand should add one more part, which is authentic. So create original, authentic, engaging content.
The world of marketing is changing. And to keep pace with it, you need to create a new point of view that is original, authentic, and engaging. How to go about doing that? Stay tuned to the Marketing Redefined show. So we are back towards our second episode of this 3-series podcast. And in this, as we previously discussed, that how do we really re-articulate our point of view? I think so. We're moving towards how to really create content that is original. So welcome back, Deepak.
Thank you, Muskan. Yes. So in the previous video, we did talk about rethinking, re-articulating, more philosophical side. So let's now jump into more actionable parts.
Okay.
The thing which we would like to advise is that every company should start thinking like a media company.
Okay.
And what does a media company do? It creates original content, which is engaging. A brand should add one more part, which is authentic. So create original, authentic, engaging content. Right? And see, many of the brands, they simply look at content as an SEO part. Right? So they will outsource it and give it to somebody at the lowest per word price. But content goes much far and beyond. And if you have really talked or thought about who you are, who your audience is, why should they listen to you? This is the step where you start thinking, what is your content engine?
Right.
What will give me content continuously and which remains original, which engages, which is still authentic? Right? The time to fake anything has now gone. People are very smart. Social media is overflowing with information. And to create a connection with your customer, you need to be very authentic.
Right.
So what we're recommending is that every company should start thinking like a media company. That requires a change in perspective. That requires a change in the way people usually do things. Because content has in the past decade become something which you can outsource.
Right.
And more recently, in the last week, when ChatGPT came, which is like, you can simply give it to AI, which will create, and it does create good content. It's not authentic. That is a problem.
Right.
So how do you create a content engine which continuously delivers? Because unlike Disney or other movie studios, you don't have a full creative team.
True.
Right? You don't have a screenwriter and a producer and a director and a complete skill set which can create original stories.
Right.
So what do? You start thinking what can act as your engine, and that engine, to us, the best engine at this point of time are podcasts.
Right.
And again, this is all, why podcasts specifically? Because podcasts are uniquely suited to have long form conversations.
Right.
With conversations comes original content. Right? So that is the premise. Again, 2023 is around the corner and we are looking at new strategies. And one part of those strategies must be this engine which we are calling podcast.
Right. But at the same time now, it all comes down to really thinking that content, it's an ocean out there. You know, things are getting repetitive and as you mentioned, saturated. These platforms and engines are getting very saturated. These channels are getting saturated. So how do we really, you know, make sure that our content is original as well as authentic?
Precisely, right? So this is the exact problem which everybody is facing. Content is getting repetitive.
Right.
Even if you did the first step, you wrote down who you stand for, who is your audience, why should they listen to you. Let's say now you have 10, 15 keywords or key phrases. This is who we are. What next? How do you keep on creating original content from those 10, 15 pieces? Now, if you outsource that to a content agency, obviously they will only create content based on those 10, 15. It either becomes repetitive, or it becomes overly salesy.
Right.
Just buy from us kind of a situation. Which is why conversations are essential. Conversations internally with your team, externally with your partners,
right,
or with your customers, or with your investors, or with the distributors, or anybody else whom you work with, or even in the same industry with somebody else.
Right.
Conversations give you original content. Right? Left alone, it even... Just imagine we keep on talking every week. Obviously, we will become repetitive.
True.
But we need new ideas. Those new ideas come from different people. which is why podcasts are uniquely suited to do this part.
Hmm.
Right now, you host that podcast, Champions of D2C.
Right.
Every week you talk to a new founder.
Hmm.
That by itself gives you new perspectives on the industry.
Hmm.
Right? Now imagine, could you have done that sitting alone with a mic in your hand? Obviously not. Hmm. So if you were operating a D2C brand, hmm. this is what I would also suggest you to do. Talk to people.
Hmm.
Talk to your competitors. Right? Everything doesn't need to be about that you're giving them publicity or XYZ. Every conversation gives you original content. That original content, if you're following the process right, the step one, which is defining who your audience is, now you know what type of content they want, right? And you can tailor your podcast to deliver that kind of content. What is a podcast? A podcast is a conversation, and it has usually four different ingredients.
Right.
The host, the guest, the audience, and the exact script/content.
Mm.
Now, if you're following from the first video, and you have these four things figured out, or at least somewhere in your mind, by default, if you keep doing this podcast kind of a situation, and it could be audio, it could be visual, it could be a combination, it could be you just having a phone camera, a phone mic and doing it.
Right.
But if you have this conversation week after week after week, by default, you're creating original content.
True.
And there is simply no other way to it. You might create boring content, right? If your podcast is not well strategized.
Mm.
You might create content which is not gelling with your audience if you have not thought through the genre, the format, the themes.
Mm.
But you have to create original content. Right? There is simply no way you will be repetitive.
Mm.
If you're having a 30-40 minute conversation, you will obviously be creating original content.
Mm.
The key thing is that to be effective, original content needs to be engaging also.
Mm. Right.
Right. So maybe you covered original and authentic with the first part.
Mm.
How do you make it engaging? And engaging for whom? Your guest and your audience.
Right.
It is by figuring out what is the genre which will work. What is the format? What is the duration?
Mm.
What is the frequency? What type of topics should we cover?
Right.
Right. As somebody said that a podcast for everyone is a podcast for no one.
True.
So you have to figure out exactly who you are speaking to.
Mm.
Is it an educational podcast? Is it an informational podcast? Is it an announcement-based podcast?
Mm.
Right. What is it which is happening? Is it a story-based podcast?
Yeah.
But originality is guaranteed, right? The good part is this.
Hmm.
Right? Whatever you do, it has to be original. It will be original. There is no other way to it.
And I guess since it's really just coming up, these podcasts, and it's just growing and becoming famous, I think so brands really have the chance to stand out also on this platform. They very well have the chance to become the number one podcast in their own category. So coming back to the D2C topic, I guess when we also started it out, we really wanted some insights out of this industry because it was so hot in the topic of town at that time. So I think so, even when I used to conduct these interviews, one thing that I really found out was that these founders are also self-analyzing themselves when they're talking to me. So many insights they also get from it as well as I get from it. So I think so, it's a conversations really bring out stuff.
Yes, I'm sure. I mean, for a good host, the guest benefits equally. Right? They are forced to rethink.
Right.
Right? So that definitely is true.
Mm.
Right? Which is why these conversations are essential. Right? It's not only for you.
Mm.
The value is omnipresent. It is for the host, for the guest, for the audience.
Mm.
And one thing which you mentioned was that since it is a new medium, there is a chance to become the number one in that sector, which is absolutely true.
Right.
It does require a rethink, right? Because this is not a fast lead generation channel.
Right.
This is not a performance marketing channel.
Mm.
And what we usually say is this is a top of the funnel medium. You will create a loyal audience.
Mm.
You will eventually create higher performing pipelines.
Right.
But you have to keep on doing it for a consistent amount of time with a consistent amount of effort. Right? Thinking what is the strategy? Why you're doing this? The step one. But also when that why is now put into action plans. Which type of guests do you want? Right? Do you simply want somebody who has 100,000 followers on LinkedIn? Or do you want somebody who's engaging, new, original thinker? Right? Do you want to prescribe your audience? This is the solution, you should take it. Or do you want to have a conversation with them? What are your plans? What solutions do you have in mind? Is it purely educational or is it something like a news or announcement kind of a situation? Is it purely audio or is it audio visual combined?
Okay.
But the rethinking part is also that I've also seen that many people are looking at podcasts as a new webinar.
Right.
4 or 5 years back, webinars were everywhere, right? Every B2B company was doing some sort of a webinar.
Mm.
But these days, if you look at it, the attendance of webinars is really, really bad, right? Nobody's attending them.
Mm.
And why? Because they were meant to be a one-way medium.
Right.
Right. You just had somebody and somebody was giving advice, which is why podcasts require a rethink. Those four ingredients, the four pillars, the host, the guest, right, the audience, and the content. You should have them pre-planned, and you should have them pre-planned much before you start production rolling.
Right.
It flows a lot from our first step, which is thinking who we are, who the audience is, why should they be interested in us? But now you have to sit down and really plan the genre, the format, the frequency, the duration, every single aspect of production before you start putting your voice to the mic.
Right. But I guess this webinar point reminded me of something back when I had this client meeting, wherein this client had a really old brand. So they were very much into these webinars and summits. So he just asked me that, you know, why should I go over a podcast? You know, I can any day have a webinar. I have these virtual webinars and stuff. So why do I go for a podcast? So I think so it just clicked to me that way. But coming back to one of your points wherein you said that, you know, 10 seconds of a person's life is even not worth wasting. So how do we ensure that there is some concentration level when it comes to listening to a podcast, which is around 30 to 40 minutes?
Yeah, no, but before we go to that, the thing which you mentioned, right? Why people were so used to webinars?
Yeah.
Because webinars were a lead generation mechanism.
True.
Right? How did webinars work? You used to announce, on this date, this person will be conducting a webinar. Go to this page, register your email address, your phone number. That became a lead generation medium. So the marketing team then went to the sales team or to their whoever they were reporting to that, look, our cost per lead is only $5 or $20, whatever it was.
Right.
It was very easy to measure what is your cost per lead. When people think the webinar is the podcast is a new webinar, this is what they think. This is a lead generation mechanism.
Right.
What they don't understand is that those leads were anyway not converting. Right. People were simply filling up the form, not attending the webinar, or even if they were attending, they were not interested in what is happening.
Yeah.
Podcasts are not a lead generation mechanism. Right? They are a loyal audience creation mechanism. And there is again a mindset change required here. Your second part about the duration, this will flow from the first part. Who is your audience and why should they listen to you? I listen to podcasts which go to 2.5 and 3 hours.
Okay.
Right? I break them up into multiple segments while driving, but I ensure that every time my favorite podcast or podcast is released, it should work. Then there are podcasts which you can't even listen for 5 minutes. Right? If there is value you are giving, if your audience is already structured, the duration is not a problem. The duration is a problem if none of those things are structured.
Right.
Still, I would say that to convey any value, you at least should aim for 10, 15, 20 minutes of duration. The part of seconds or putting some smaller segments, we'll touch that one in the next video. That is required to initially to get the initial traffic. But a podcast as a medium is a long form content.
Right.
And even to be authentic, even to be original, it look how much time it takes for us to start getting genuine questions while we are talking. It for 5 minutes, all we do is a scripted rehashing of what we have written and what we think the audience wants to listen.
Yeah.
It's not authentic and people will find out.
And I guess knowledge is never wasted. So whenever we talk, whenever we have this these conversations, I guess since the time Marketing Redefined has started, I think so it has only increased my knowledge and increased what I know about this industry as well. So I think so it always gives out some good insights only because I start out with questions that I've already made and points that you must have already have in your head. But at the same time, when we go ahead, then there are questions that genuinely arise from me that, you know, okay, so this was something, but I did not know about this earlier. So it's always, you know, you're building your knowledge up.
That is the authentic part, right? Again, a very misunderstood term. Right? People think original and authentic are the same part. But authentic is something which is coming from inside you. It is who you are. And if the host and the guest are authentic, absolutely both will gain from the discussion. that it's never a time wastage.
Hmm. But I guess from all these conversations, one thing that I really wanted our audience to really understand was that how do you make this perfectly impacting podcast? What all goes into it?
A lot of it goes into, right? So again, what we usually look at it is the launch strategy, the pre-production, the production, and the post-production.
Right.
The launch strategy is where you start defining, obviously, the hard parts, the artwork, the naming, but also who are we talking to? What type of guests do we want? What would be the duration? Will it be remote or in studio? What type of topics will we cover? Will it be one person, one host, one guest, or multiple people will be there?
Right.
Will we be having scripted questions or it will simply be an impromptu kind of a scenario?
Right.
A lot goes into it. Right. And obviously then the pre-production part, which is scheduling, training, getting your equipment and stuff, and the production, which is the actual recording, and the post-production, which we'll talk about a little bit in the next video.
Right.
A lot goes into it, right? It is not a quick fix. It is not something which you can just do as a sideway manner, because if you do that, the podcast will fall apart.
Right.
What we are saying here is that this should be the central core engine of what you are doing. Hence, you should give it the respect it deserves, the time investment it deserves. And over the course of time, obviously, you will become better.
Wow. Great. I think so. I guess that sums up what we really wanted to discuss, that how do you create content and how do you make sure that it's original, really, and the difference between original and authentic. So I guess thank you, Deepak, for summing it up for us. And this was the second part.